AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate, on a 50-50 party line vote, blocks debate on a House-passed voting rights bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accusing the Republicans of trying to prevent people from voting.
Every single Senate Republican just voted against starting debate on legislation to protect Americans' voting rights. Once again, the Senate Republican minority has launched a partisan blockade of a pressing issue here in the United States Senate, an issue no less fundamental than the right to vote.
Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski, before the vote, says she was opposed to the measure, even though she favors absentee balloting and early voting.
When you nationalize something, when you have kind of the federal overall oversight, it ends up being a one-size-fits-all mandate coming out of Washington, D.C., that in many cases doesn't work in a place like Alaska.
A U.S. official says roughly three dozen Iranian websites have been taken down for spreading disinformation from the Iranian government. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the case has not yet been officially announced. Several weeks after Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan commission to investigate the attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump, the House is planning to take action. Jackie Quinn reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Democratic colleagues she is creating a new committee to investigate the deadly January 6th incursion at the U.S. Capitol. That's according to an inside source familiar with her remarks, which were made at a private leadership meeting. This new House committee will be formed after Senate Republicans rejected a bipartisan panel to investigate the attack waged by supporters of former President Trump. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP News. The Secretary of Defense supports changes in prosecution of sexual assault in the military. Here's Mike Gracia.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is now saying he supports changes to the military justice system that would remove decisions on prosecuting sexual assault cases from military commanders. In a statement obtained by the Associated Press, Austin for the first time said he supports allowing independent military lawyers to handle sexual assault cases. Until now, the Pentagon has resisted such a change. Austin's statement came on the eve of an appearance before the House Armed Services Committee. On Monday, an independent review commission Austin appointed presented him with an expansive set of recommendations to combat sexual assault in the military. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More than 150 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital System who refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine have been fired or resigned after a federal judge dismissed their lawsuit over the vaccine requirement. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.